25, I will be able to finish this tonight. Psalm 25. We saw from this psalm what it is to pray in verse 1 and 15. We saw what to pray for, pardon from sin in verse 6 and 7, and to pray for direction in the way of our duties in verse 4 and 5. And then we saw that we pray for God's mercy, his favor in verse 16. And then in verse 17 and 18, we saw that we are to pray for deliverance from our troubles. And if you remember, that's where I pointed out, sometime God gives us deliverance, where he just removes it from us, and he delivers it. Other times, our way out of troubles or situations is by growing out of it. Sometimes he delivers us, and other times he wants us to grow in his grace and knowledge in knowing how to go about living right. And hence, we find ourselves then with a changed situation, but it's because we grew. Now, we all like deliverance, because when God gives deliverance, you'll hear that in the testimony. I got saved and went home and poured all my liquor down the drain. I got saved, and when I left the church, I took cigarettes out of my pocket and threw them over in the field. The testimony, when it comes by growth in grace, is that there's a struggle.
That's right.
We keep trying. We fall back. We feel like giving up. Some Christian friend comes alongside of us, encourages us, and prays with us. And then we determine we're going to keep going. We go back, okay? I say go back to church, and the person didn't necessarily leave church, but they go back and try again, okay? And they keep working at it. And so, and then there comes a time when they're able to give a testimony that by God's grace and with his help, it was not easy on my part, but he gave what I needed, and I was able to stop my drinking, my smoking, my swearing, my whatever. Okay? And that's, so you have, get out of trouble sometimes by deliverance, and that's what we all want. Because there's no effort in that one either. You know? I mean, it just, God delivered me from it. He just took it away. I had no more thirst for it. Wow, that's what we want. Okay? Many more get victory through growth. That is many more times the situation that the victory comes by growth. Now, tonight, we see that we can have some preservation from our enemies. Verse 19. Consider mine enemies, for they are many. Now remember, when you read the Psalms, you may not be dealing with an enemy. You may be dealing with a condition, a circumstance, a situation. And if that's the case, you could be caused to think that verse 19 doesn't apply to you, because you don't have an enemy. You might have somebody that's, you know, not your best friend, and they might have a wisecrack or two about you, but you wouldn't call them an enemy. But you see, when you read in the Psalms, consider mine enemies, for they are many and they hate me with cruel hatred. Now, if you got that, then that verse is specifically for you.
Yeah.
But you can apply that verse, apply it, make an application out of that verse to your condition, your circumstance, your situation in life. Consider my heartaches, for they're many. And they cause me great trouble. See, they hate me with a cruel hatred. They cause me great trouble, these heartaches. There's a gospel song, Heartaches, Take Them All to Jesus. And we can do that. But then he goes on in verse 20 and says, oh, keep my soul, deliver me, let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Integrity and uprightness preserve me. See, now what we like the deliverance method, okay? So here it says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me. We'd like God to preserve us. Oh, God, just put your hand on me and keep me safe and secure and protected, preserved, okay? Keep me preserved. That's what we'd like to say. But here he says, David says, I need integrity and uprightness to preserve me. Huh? Well, with integrity and uprightness, I have something to do with that. God isn't going to just zap me with integrity. That definitely comes by growth. And uprightness, that comes by the choices I make. And so, let integrity and uprightness preserve me. Now here it is, for I wait on thee. Lord, I'm just waiting on you to do for me and in me what is needed. But he says, he realizes that it's going to come with integrity and uprightness. So we have this preservation from our enemies, whether it be a literal enemy or the enemy of a problem, okay? And you can really many times think of a problem as an enemy. And particularly if the devil is engineering behind it, okay? Then you got an enemy, the ultimate enemy, but he's working through that problem. So you may not, you know, think of it just in the sense of an enemy. Then the last one is that help for us as a people comes as a body. We've been talking throughout this whole psalm about us as individuals, okay? Here, he now talks about us as a group. And he says in verse 22, redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Redeem the Black Creek family out of all its troubles. You see, now Israel as a group of people, it says out of all his troubles, out of all of Israel's troubles, multiple troubles within the nations and multiple troubles within this family. Brother Bradfields are back there. He requested prayer for Bethel Baptist Church, and you know, they would pray for God to redeem Bethel Baptist. Okay, you got the idea. We are as a people, we are as a group. This is important. This is why it's important that we each are working on the integrity and uprightness. It's important why we, as individuals, don't see ourselves as isolated. Your victories help me in my struggles. Do you understand that? And in the same way, your defeats affect me.
Yes.
Because we are as one. One body in Christ. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, Paul told the Corinthians. Every part of the body needs the other part. And we may not always be conscious of how it is that we affect each other. I could never begin to explain the ways that we would affect each other. I sit down in Olean, and I live my life down in Olean. But what goes on there has an effect. Jim, is it Rawson Road you live on? All the way from Olean to Rawson Road. The successes I have benefit Jim and Bonnie. Now, Brother Mark has been helping many of you. Last time I had a count, I think it was 10 computers that he was working on. And that's just the last count that I know of. But he came up to the Vadises to help them with theirs. And so when we came by Hapgood Road, he said to me, Hapgood Road means a whole lot more to me now. Before that, it was just a name on a sign. See, what he's had some kind of involvement there on Hapgood Road. What goes on in Olean affects Rawson Road. It affects Hapgood Road. Good night. This effect goes far and wide. It goes all the way over to Wildcat. Okay? That's where the Fords live. These things that happen, it affects us all. Because God said, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no, or what, no, I don't think that's what he said. The foot cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee. The different parts of the body, no body is dispensable. Amen. Every one of us is indispensable. And I believe that. I know the effect of it when you have people that have some level of interaction with each other, then it is much more obvious. But this is true even amongst us when we don't have interaction with each other. Now over there in the corner is Peter. Ever since I came to this church, he's been in that corner. He's going to graduate from that corner. We'll preserve it for you, though, okay? I see Peter here. But you know, God puts Peter on our minds. I'd have no other normal reason to think of Peter because we don't have interaction. But last night when Mrs. Hain and I were having prayer, she brought your name up.
Wow.
You see? And we have that kind of interaction with each other. You see? And this is why when you have integrity and I have integrity and uprightness, then we can be that open conduit through which the Holy Spirit can work on behalf of each other. And we need that, don't we? We sure do. Father in heaven, we're going to go to prayer now. We're going to intercede on behalf of those that we've spoken requests for tonight.
We know, dear Father, you care about us.